The Room Behind My Eyes. I'm drinking coffee with Melissa, telling her about an idea for a poem called The Encyclopedia of Small but Significant Gestures, in which I explore the gesture of pressing my fingertips against my eyelids when I'm trying to recall someone's name or remember the word for elevator. This small gesture helps me concentrate. I go into the room behind my eyes where all the lost things are and look around for the missing word. And this gesture leads to a further back room where my mother and grandmother and great-grandmother stand at the dining room table, scooping the air above the lit Sabbath candles as if they could bring the light into their bodies, then cover their eyes with their hands to say the blessing. And this image breaks into 100 images, a mirrored corridor of all the women before me, back and back to the first woman, lighting the first candles, going into the privacy behind her eyes to look for the first lost thing.